Blog Talk Radio.
I'm leaning on the Lord. I'm trusting in his word because he never failed me. Yes, I come this far by faith. I come this far by faith. Somebody need to hear me tonight. I come this far by faith. It was faith. I come this far by faith. I'm leaning on the Lord. And he never failed me yet. Because I'm trusting in his word. I'm trusting in his holy word. Thank you tonight, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I come this far by faith. Yeah, I come this far by faith. I'm leaning on the Lord. And he never failed me yet. Because I'm trusting in his word. Oh, Lord, I'm trusting in your word, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I need somebody to lift your hand and say, I come this far by faith. Come on, somebody. Lift your hand and say, I come this far by faith. I come this far by faith. And I am leaning on the Lord. He never failed me yet. Because I'm trusting in his word. I'm trusting in his word from Genesis to Revelation. I'm trusting in his word. Come on, somebody. Won't you lift your hand and Shabbat my God tonight? Lift your hand from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lift your hand and Shabbat my God tonight. Come on, somebody. Won't you lift your hand? I got both of my hands lifted. Lift it towards heaven. And I want to Shabbat my God tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Lift your hand and Shabbat my God tonight. Give him a Shabbat praise tonight. Come on and give him a Shabbat praise tonight. Shabbat my God, somebody. Shabbat my God tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Why don't you lift your hand? I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. Lift your hand and Shabbat my God tonight. Open your mouth and Shabbat my God tonight. Come on, somebody. Why don't you give him a Shabbat praise? Give him a Shabbat praise tonight. Come on, somebody. Come on, he's been too good to us. He done brought us this far. He brought us this far by faith. I say by faith, and he'll never leave us. Come on, somebody. I can't see you. But open your mouth and Shabbat my God tonight. Come on and Shabbat my God tonight. Open your mouth and Shabbat my God tonight. Give him a Shabbat praise. Praise him like you done gone crazy. Praise him like you done lost your mind. Come on, somebody. Come on. Lift your hand. I dare you to lift your hand towards heaven and Shabbat my God tonight. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. And Lord, I give you praise. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. I owe you praise. I owe you praise. I owe you praise, Lord. And I want to praise you this night, Jesus. Because I'm excited, saints of God. I'm so excited tonight. Y'all just don't know, but I'm so excited for what God has done for me. You wonder why I'm excited, but I'm here to tell you, you ought to be excited too for what he's done for us. He's hung there on the cross, and he told us it's finished, it's done, it's done, it's already done. Come on, somebody. Come on. Please lift your hand. Lift your hand and tell my God, thank you. Lift your hands and tell my God, thank you. Tell him thank you. Come on and say thank you. Thank you. Because listen, I'll be ever grateful to him. I'll be ever grateful to him. I'll be ever grateful to him, and I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. I am thankful. I am grateful for what he's done for me, what he brought me from. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you. 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 I've been excited all the morning because I have so much in my spirit right now. I've been meditating. I've been studying. I've been reading. And I've been crying out to God today because I heard the man of God, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, preach this morning on faith. He preached this morning on faith. I need somebody to hear me tonight. On wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. And God has given me something else to minister on tonight. And when I listen at the word faith, God told me here, this is what I want you to do tonight. I want you to preach about faith. And I'm here to tell you tonight, my brothers and my sisters, people of God, hear me tonight. Hear me. I'm so excited. I am overwhelmed. I am so full right now that I know God is a God. He's a just God. He's a righteous God. He's a right now God. He's a beneficent God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all knowing everywhere at the same time. If y'all are hearing me tonight, won't you tell God thank you? Because the man of God preached on faith. It was so awesome. It was so awesome. On Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. Every Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, he's on the Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose broadcast. And I listened. And I was sitting there. And I was so overwhelmed. I was so excited. I was so full of the Holy Spirit. And I say, God, it's going to take faith to get us through all what we're going through. It's going to take faith to move mountains. It's going to take faith to get us over in this life. It's going to take faith. Faith. And I want to thank you tonight, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, who passes the now Church of Cali, Provoke to Purpose, P2P Ministry, ET's for You. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, for allowing me and giving me such an opportunity to be here tonight on this great platform to bring a word tonight to the people. And I want to let you know who I am. I am Evangelist Virginia Valentine. The Our Power Ministry out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And people of God, I need you to get your Bible. Get your Bibles and turn with me. Turn with me. But first, let us pray. Let's pray to God for allowing me to be here tonight on this great now network. Thank you, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton. And all those who are listening in, thank you, Lord. Oh, gracious Father, I come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against the works of the devil. I come against sin, sickness, and disease. And Satan, I break your power tonight, and I lose the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, Father, I lose your love and your mercy. And I thank you tonight for what you've already done. I thank you for what you are doing now. Now, and I thank you for what you're going to continue to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are such a great God. You're a good God. You're a mighty God. You're an everlasting Father. You're the Prince of Peace. And I want to thank you tonight. And I ask you and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my God, my strength and my redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book, or the book, according to Luke. I'm only going to read that one verse, Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 6. And it reads, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Obey who? It should obey you. Let me read that again to you. Luke 17, chapter verses 6, and it reads, And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. It should obey you. Amen. Amen. And if I would use a subject tonight, my subject would be mustard seed faith. Hallelujah. Mustard seed faith. That's all we need. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Everyone, welcome. Welcome. I'm glad you're here tonight on these airways. So you need to hear these words tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to say to you tonight, I love you. And guess what? God loves you too. Amen. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight. Let me give you that topic again. My subject is the mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith. Let me tell you this. The mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds on this earth, or on the earth. And when it is planted, it grows. It grows and becomes the largest of all plants with big branches. Isn't God so amazing? Yes, he is. So God was telling his disciples, you don't need more faith. Listen, he said, you don't need more faith. To have is enough to do great and mighty things. Let's look at it in the Living Bible. And Luke the 17th chapter, verses 5-6. One day, listen, people of God, one day, the apostle said to the Lord, we need more faith. Tell us how to get it. Verse 6 goes on to say, if your faith was only the size of a mustard seed, Jesus answered, it would be large enough to uproot that mulberry tree over there and send it hurling into the sea. Your command would bring immediate results. Did you hear that, saints of God? Your command would bring immediate results. Your faith-filled command will bring results. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you tonight, Jesus. When Jesus, hear me tonight. My brothers and my sisters, hear me tonight. When Jesus spent the night in Bethany and awoke the next morning, he was hungry. The Bible said he was hungry. In the book of Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 19, I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible. It said, and when Jesus saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. Hear me tonight, but leaves only. And said unto it, let no fruit, listen, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. It dried up. It dried up to the root. Withered means dried up. You don't see a prune when it gets dry. It's nothing but dead. Dried up prune. Are y'all getting this tonight? It withered away. It wasn't just that it was Jesus saying it, but it was the book it in faith. He said, let no one ever eat fruit from you again. Faith. Faith. He's spoken in faith. Faith is an action word. Faith is a noun word. Faith is a verb. Jesus spoke in faith to that tree. And we need to do likewise. Speak things with faith. Use faith words. Whatever it is, come up in your life. If it's sickness and disease, you need to speak it by faith. Command some things to leave. Command some things to go. If it's high blood pressure, say, I command you in the name of Jesus, you go uproot yourself out of my body and go cast yourself in the sea. If it's cancer, you speak to it in the name of Jesus and you command cancer to die. Say, cancer, uproot yourself out of my body and be cast into the sea. Whatever it is in your life, if it's marriage problem, you need to tell that thing to uproot itself. Get up out of your marriage. Get up out of your home. Leave your children. Uproot yourself and go cast yourself into the sea. Tell it where to go. Don't speak to it and don't tell it where to go. Speak to it. Speak it by faith. Command some things to go. Listen, if it's diabetes in your body, you need to speak to your pancreas and tell your pancreas to line up with the word of God. Tell your pancreas to function as God has designed it to function. Speak to it. Speak it in faith. Faith is an action word. Faith is an action word. Faith is what's over. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about faith tonight. Faith, that's all you need. Mustard seed faith. Your command will bring what? Immediate results. But you must command these things to go. Command them to leave. Command them to release you and let you go. Thank you, Jesus. Did you hear that faith of God? Your command will bring immediate results. Your command, you command, you use the word, I command you to go. Just don't say go in the name of Jesus. Command it. I command you to leave my body right now in the name of Jesus. You might say, oh, evangelist, I have a headache. Command that headache to leave. Command it to go. Root yourself out of my body and go be cast into the sea. Yes, Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you tonight, Jesus. If it wasn't just that it was Jesus saying, this is what Jesus said, but it was faith. It was faith. It was faith. Jesus spoke words with faith. Why can't we? Jesus said the things that he did, we could do also. Greater things we can do because he said, I go to my Father. Amen. When the disciples saw it, when they saw the tree wither, when they passed by the next day, they were astonished. And they asked Jesus, how is it? How is it that the fig tree had withered away all at once? When Jesus replied to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, if you have faith, listen, people of God, if you have faith, I'm talking about personally, trust and confidence in God, and do not doubt, allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. I don't think anybody got that. If you have faith, personal, trust and confidence in God, and do not doubt, allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. You remember Paul said he was torn between two opinions. Don't let yourself be drawn in two directions. you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen if God will it. And verse 22, and whatever you ask for in prayer, hear me tonight, brothers and sisters, and whatever you ask for in prayer, believing you will receive, but you must own under the most high. And whatever you ask for in prayer, believing you will receive. You will receive. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, believers, Jesus. Say to God, did you get that? You see, we're saying things, speaking things about what we want to happen. The words are not filled with faith. The words are not filled with faith. Then we wonder why it's not happening and what's going on. But I want you to look at verse 21. Jesus said, if you have faith, personal trust and confidence in me, not me, but in Jesus, and do not doubt, or allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. In the book of James, the first chapter, verses 8 says, it says it this way, a double-minded man, and you two women, a double-minded man or a woman is unstable in all his or her ways. Unstable means you don't stick to one way of thinking. You're double-minded. You are double-minded because you don't stick to one way of thinking. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm talking to you. And you. And me. I love the way the Living Bible says it. And every decision you then made will be uncertain as you turn first this way and then that way. If you don't ask with faith, hear me tonight. If you don't ask with faith, don't expect your Lord to give you any solid answers. If you don't ask with faith, don't you expect the Lord to give you any solid answers. My God, faith, did you hear that? Faith, did you hear that? All we need is a little faith, just a little faith. We don't need much, but just a little faith. Like the Bible said earlier, as a grain of mustard seed. You know a mustard seed is a tiny little seed. If you drop one, you can't see it. You need a magnifying glass, or you need a vacuum cleaner, or something, because you cannot see it. You could take them and you can go outside and you can make your little garden and build up the soil and make a line down it and go down that row and plant those seeds a little at a time. And guess what? Once they sprout up and they grow into branches, they make the biggest and largest branches of mustard greens. You can't plant mustard and expect to get tomatoes. When you plant mustard, you expect to get tomatoes. You expect to get mustard, not tomatoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you must ask in faith. I'm going to say this again. Don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answer. My God, faith, did you hear that? All we need is a little faith. A little faith. I thought about the songwriter. She said, all I need is a little more Jesus. All I need is a little more Jesus. All I need is a little more Jesus. She said she didn't have it. She didn't never say she didn't have it. She just need a little more Jesus. Just a little more Jesus. And all we need is a little faith. Just a little. The size of a little black mustard seed. See, everything in the kingdom starts with a seed. Are y'all there? Y'all hear me tonight? Listen, my brothers and my sisters. All we need is a little faith. But you don't pray for anybody for faith. Faith grows as you get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Faith grows. You must study, read your Bible. That's how faith comes. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing. You got one hearing, then the second hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. Faith coming by hearing, Pastor. Faith coming by hearing, my sister. Listen, Minister Terry. Listen to all of you all on this line tonight. I'm telling you how you can get faith. You don't pray for faith. Come by hearing. Hear the word of God. When you read out loud. And you can hear yourself. You can hear yourself. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. You can hear that. No weapon formed against me shall. Oh, no weapon formed against me. You can hear that. You need to say words what you can hear. That's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you for faith. What's up, Virginia? What is faith? I'm glad you asked. Faith is a strong persuasion in what you believe. Hebrews 11:1 say, now faith. Now faith is a something of things hoped for. The evidence of faith not seen right now, faith. Now, faith. When? Now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance, you can't see. Now, faith. Right now, faith. When? Now. Now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All we need to you again, all we need is a little faith. Just a little. Size of a mustard seed. You see, everything in the kingdom starts with a seed. I said everything in God's kingdom starts with a seed. God said in Genesis, every seed produced after its kind. Every seed. Every seed produces after its kind. No way to plant mustard seeds and expect to get tomatoes. Hallelujah. No apples, a harvest of oranges, not going to happen. Oh, no, it's not going to happen. If you plant mustard seeds, you expect to get mustard green. If you plant oranges, you expect to get oranges. Whatever you plant, that's what you expect to get. But mustard green, no tomatoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Chief. Remember, y'all remember this. Remember the little boy's lunch. Remember the little boy's lunch. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus' personal trust and confidence was in the Father. He asked his disciples in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 9, in the New King James Version Bible, do you not yet understand? I remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up. Do you remember? Do you remember? My God, my Lord, thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus, for faith. When I heard the man of God preach this morning, it's really stirred me up on the inside. It's really stirred me up on the inside. I don't know about nobody else, but I can speak for me. I can speak for Evangelist Virginia. It stirred me up on the inside. It really stirred me up. It stirred up my spirit on the inside. And I've been like that all day. I'm so stirred up. I'm so fired up for Jesus. I got my shandarada, my shikronobo, shandarada, my shandarada. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. Let me take this to you all. Let me say something. When I was saved by faith. When I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was by faith. When God healed me and touched my body a couple of years ago when I was in the hospital, it was by faith. I received my healing by faith. It's by faith. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, I believe we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not walking by what we see. Because what we see is temporary. And it's a matter of time before things change. Let me say that again. We walk by faith and not by sight. I'm walking by faith and not by what I see. Because what I see is only temporary. And it's a matter of time before things change. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are in a faith walk. We are in a faith walk. Everything we receive is by faith. Healing by faith. Salvation by faith. The Holy Ghost by faith. Faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Somebody needs to say by faith. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Say by faith. Say it. Say by faith. Come on, somebody. Say by faith. Come on, somebody. Say by faith. If the devil will attack you with COVID-19, say it's by faith I'm healed. It's by faith I'm healed. I just talked to a friend of mine about maybe 30 minutes ago. She was attacked by COVID-19. I've been doing good. Healed by faith. By faith. That's why the Bible says, just the judge shall live by faith. We are the judge, and we shall live by faith. We should walk by faith, talk by faith, live by faith. Come on, somebody, say by faith. Say by faith. By faith. I can't hear you, but I hear you in the spirit. It's by faith. Come on, somebody. Say faith. Say it like you mean it. By faith. Oh, well, I'm running right now. You can't see me, but I'm running in the spirit. I love to run. I love to dance. I love to run. I love to dance. I love to lift my hand and praise my God by faith. By faith. So it is with doubt and faith. Listen, faith of God. Listen, my people. So it is with doubt and faith. You can't talk in doubt. Or you can't act in doubt. I'm sorry. You can't act in doubt. And expect to receive what it is you're needing God to do or expect to have. Let me say that again. So it is with doubt and faith. Doubt and faith. Faith and doubt. You can't act in doubt and expect to receive what it is you're needing God to do or expect to happen. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on. I say, so it is with doubt and faith. You can't act in doubt and expect to receive what it is you are needing God to do or expect to happen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help me tonight, Jesus. Tonight, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Because I'm talking about these little faith walk. We in rubber boots. We walk in by faith. We walk in by faith. In faith. It is faith. Look at John 3:16 with me, please. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. People of God, God sowed a seed of love. You need to hear this. God sowed a seed of love, y'all, and reap the harvest. I'm going to say that again because somebody needs to hear this. God sowed a seed of love, y'all, and he reaped the harvest. So great until in the book of Revelation 7 and 9, John said, after these things, after what things? After these things, John said, I look, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Want somebody to say thank you. Give them a thank you, somebody. Come on. Lift your hands and tell them thank you. Come on. because I'm in my closing right now. In my closing here tonight. In my closing here tonight. I just want you all to understand. I want you all to understand, not some of you, but I want you all to understand. God sent his son to be born of a woman. Listen, of a woman. He didn't have a man. God, oh my God, sent his son to be born of a woman, a seed, and to a world because he loved us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He loved us and yet loved us. And he yet loved us, but he still loved us. And to a world because he loved us and yet loved us. It wasn't a one-time thing. Listen, people of God, it wasn't a one-time thing. But it was the one time that eternal life with him could be for all who believe. Eternal, never-ending. Get this, saints of God. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can't be double-minded. Hear me tonight. I said you can't be double-minded about the things of God. You got to stick to one way of thinking. You got to stay focused. He has given each of us the measure of faith. I hear some people say he has given us a measure. No, not true. Not so. He has not given us a measure of faith. He has given us the measure of faith. Each one of us has been given the measure of faith. Because if we had a measure of faith, we would send this person to hell, and this one to jail, and this one over here, and this one over there. We'll do this. No, you don't have a measure of faith. You have the measure of faith. Each one of us has been given the measure of faith. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you. But it's enough to bring us to the kingdom benefits. Listen, but it's enough to bring to us the kingdom benefit and blessings. It's enough to bless us to receive what he promised, what who promised, what God promised, what God promised. In the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 7, be not deceived. Listen, people of God, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You hear him saying, you're going to reap what you sow? True. Some of us are going to reap exactly what we sow. Listen to this. Be not deceived. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man or a woman soweth, that shall he or she also reap. My Lord. My God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight. I praise you tonight. Faith is now. Faith. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is a strong persuasion in what you believe. I just told you we walk by faith and not by sight. If we are in a faith walk, we are in a faith walk. Let's walk by faith tonight. Let's walk by faith, not by sight. We're not walking by what we see. Because what we see is only temporary. Oh, my God. It's a matter of time before things change. Oh, Lord, I'm so grateful to you tonight. I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for your word tonight. Bless your word tonight. It's already blessed. It's already blessed. It's already blessed. Blessed. You know what? Let me tell you this. One thing, faith is an action word. Faith is a verb. Faith is now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone on the line tonight, and you know that's you, and you're not saved, you know you're separated from God. You know you're without a Savior. You know you're not born again. You know you're lost. You know you're doomed. If that's you, you need Jesus. You need the Holy Ghost. if you on this line tonight and you know you're not saved, you know you separated from God, you know you're without a Savior, you know you're not born again, you know that, you need Jesus, you lost, you doomed, and you're on your way to hell. There's a hell and a heaven. Hell is for real, and heaven sure is for real. If that's you, you want to give your life to Christ, I pray with you. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, confess with your mouth and believe within your heart that Jesus is God, Lord, and God, he's God's son, and God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says you shall be saved. You must pray, confess with your mouth. You got to say something with your mouth. Confess with your mouth. Believe within your heart that Jesus is God's son, and that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says you shall be saved. Shall is a promise. God promised us he'll save us. He'll save you tonight if that's you. You need to be saved. I'll pray with you. If you got a comment or you got a shout out, the lines are open. Dial one. We'll pray with you. Not for you, but we'll pray with you that you'll give your life to Christ. That you give your life to Christ. He's standing at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. All you need to do is to turn the knob on your side and let him come in. And he'll come in, and he'll suck with you and you with him. He'll come in and be the Lord of your life. He'll come in and have lunch with you. Just open the door and let him come in. He's tugging at your heart. Your heart is the door. Come on and let Jesus come in. Come on. If you got a shout out or comment, we are here. We are listening. Come on. He's good. I know I can receive in my spirit. Somebody need to give their life to Christ. If that's you, dial one. And come into the queue, and we'll pray with you. The man of God is here. Minister Terry is here. They got other people that she'll pray with you. Come on. Hando Shandidi about Shandada about Shanda. Eat under the ocean that it is about Kanshanda about Shanda. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I'll be ever grateful to you. I'll be so thankful to you. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I am thankful. I am grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. Yes, Lord. Yes. What's a little shame cool shine that I'm about shedding? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you have, hallelujah, hallelujah, you have been here with us. You have kept us, Lord. You have kept us in this pandemic. Lord, you have kept us that we can help those that's in need, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your saving faith, faith in you, Lord. Not faith in man, not faith in us, but faith in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we lift our hands just to praise you. Just to thank you. Thank you for your unmerited grace, Lord.
Your
saving grace. Faith in God. Faith in God that he will wake us up in the morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your unmerited grace. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your faith. Faith in God. Family, if you're going to have any faith, have faith in God. Hallelujah. We go to bed, waking up in the morning. Faith in God that he will wake us up. Wake us up with a new day. A new day to do his will. To right our wrongs. Well, we didn't get right yesterday, but we can do it again today.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus. You've been
so,
so
good.
I'm
Hallelujah.
So thankful.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
I'm so
we thank you, Lord.
I'm so
His unmerited
so
grace. His unmerited
so
faith in God.
Evangelist, yes, Lord. Yes.
Faith in God. If
yes.
we don't have faith, we can't have not. We cannot have faith in ourselves. We cannot have
yes.
faith in man, but
on, sister.
Faith in God. When we,
in God.
When He lays us down to sleep, we have faith in God
Hallelujah.
That He's going to wake us up. Wake us
yes.
up in our right mind. And
yes.
our right mind that our legs will
Hallelujah.
Move, our
Jesus.
Mind will
I
be alert.
Lord,
mm.
Jesus.
And we will do His will. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
His will. His
He's
will
saying,
is His word, and His word is His will.
In His word, He said, Matthew 6:33.
Hey,
yesterday
Lord.
Is gone. Tomorrow's not promised.
Yes, it is.
But today is sufficient
Hallelujah.
For itself. So
yes.
always wake up and say, thank you,
Hallelujah.
God. That is enough. Faith Ooh. In God. She said, if
yes.
you have faith as a mustard seed, then believe
seed.
In God will do what He said in His word that He will say He said He will do. Sometimes, Father,
yes.
we have to call on God. God,
Hallelujah.
You told me your
Hallelujah.
Word, you will
Hallelujah.
Do this. You said,
yes.
Lord, I can do all things to you who
oh,
strengthens
man.
Me. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Wake
Jesus.
Up praying the word of God, His word.
Yes,
His word.
Lord.
Family, we have
hey,
to pray
Lord.
His word to Him. Lord, you said,
Woo.
I can do all thanks to you.
Oh,
my please. Faith is in you, Lord. My faith is
yes.
not in myself. My faith
oh,
is not in
God.
My family. My faith is not in my business. My faith
hey,
is not in my job, not in my car, not in my
Ooh,
kids.
Jesus.
My faith is in you, Lord. And
it's
you,
in you, Lord.
And you,
hey,
God,
Lord.
That you will wake me up. Wake me up in my right mind. Oh,
Come
Jesus.
On,
Hallelujah. We have to praise Him. Wake us up in our right
Come
mind.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
Won't you unmute your mind?
Because, you know, sometimes
right
we don't want
to
wake up like Miss Daisy. We want to wake
praise
up in
him.
Our right mind. Mm, Jesus, I
praise
can serve
him.
You. I can
praise
serve
him.
You. I can serve your kingdom. If it
Come
is
on.
Not in your
Come
kingdom,
on, Mr.
Terry, I don't
that's
want to do
Come
it.
Come on. Praise
Lord
him.
Jesus, evangelist.
Praise him.
Faith.
Praise
we have
him.
To have, in this time right now, our
Ooh.
Faith is in God. It's not
it's
in ourselves. It's not in our
Y'all
parents who's past. Some of our parents have gone before us. It's not in our
Ooh.
Parents. It's not in ourselves. It's not in man. It is in God.
Ooh.
We all.
And where, wait, what you say is where? Make it clear. Make it plain and clear that it's in God.
Dependent
Hallelujah.
On God.
If anybody else
Dependent
out there want to get the
God.
Conversation, come on, dial one. Let's talk Jesus
Hallelujah.
Tonight on the Now Network.
Hallelujah.
Dial one. The lines are open. We got about 5 minutes left. And we would love to invite
Praise
anyone
God.
Else to come on in. Now, that person that evangelist called out, we know you're out there. We know you're not saved.
Ooh.
We know you just took a hit. We know you just took a drink. We just knew you just messed up. But guess
yes,
what?
Lord.
She's talking to you. You were.
Yeah,
it was
Hallelujah.
Important for you to be listening to this online. But we need you to dial the number, 319-527-6173.
Yeah,
dial
God.
One that we can pray with you. Don't tell your name.
Oh
don't
God.
Tell your situation.
Thank you.
But I know you're here on purpose tonight, and
Praise
we want to be
yes,
covenant
He's
with
faithful.
You tonight. Come on, dial one.
Yes,
dial
yes,
one. Good
yes.
word. See, when you know when a good word go forward, most people just sit there and rest in it. Pastor Anthony, come on in, man. Let's talk Jesus here on the Now Network.
Oh, praise God. You're right about that, Apostle. You just want to rest in it. I didn't want to say anything, amen, and just let the Lord have His way on tonight. Such a
yes.
powerful, powerful message about faith. You worked it. You walked it. You Lord have mercy. You stayed on point with faith because this is a faith journey. We need faith. In our
yes,
Christian
Lord.
Walk, we need to have
yes, man,
faith in God.
Yes.
I was reminded of when Jesus wanted to cast a demon out the man's son,
yes.
and he asked him, you know, he said, "Do you believe?" He said, and
yes.
I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." But
yes.
by him saying that. He gave Jesus a mustard seed faith. He gave Jesus
Ooh.
Something to work with. and Jesus coming before. All God is asking for us to do is to for us to give him something to work with. And if we give him something to work with, he can work with that. He can work with it, in and for and through us. Such a powerful word on tonight. Praise God. I'm excited. My spirit is stirred up. Amen. I didn't want to say nothing tonight. Praise. Just basking like Apostle E said.
That's
bless
right.
You
that's right.
There's such a word on tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Master.
Amen.
God,
amen.
God. Amen.
Come on. Prophetess Lori, come on. Let's talk Jesus with Evangelist Virginia.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank God. God is just so awesome. And, you know, this is a reveling word that God is just speaking to us right now in the season about faith and trust him. And, you know, without faith, as we know, it's impossible to please God. And so we must have this faith that we need in this hour and this time that we everything we need. Everything we need is going to depend on God, not man.
Amen.
Not man.
Amen.
We need God like never before. And I know one thing. Ooh. My faith has to be intact for the stuff that I need. And I pass
for you.
What he needs for whatever we need for those that are in need. So when we're focused on the things of God and his kingdom, and we have to have the faith and know that God is going to come through for us, and faith in every area of our lives, especially God Almighty Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
The kids
that
I'm raising, having faith and believe that God going to bring these kids through and help me to bring these kids through. Because these kids in these days that we living in, Lord have mercy, they ain't nothing like the kids when we was growing up. Our parents just had to look at us and we had to fear. We had fear.
You know what? I see. It's a reason.
Now?
Watch this. It's a reason why you brought this up. Because I had an incident at my shop today because I have a driveway right next to my shop. And it's a driveway. You could tell. It's not parking or anything. So I come out the shop. I look around, and there's a car there, a young lady and her two kids sitting in the car. And something in the spirit just said, you know, you can't let this one go. Because if you let one go, they're just going to continue to override. And I'm in my flesh. I'm like, do I feel like dealing with it? You know how we act, y'all. Anyway, I go up to the car and I just do my kilo down. I said, excuse me, I'm expecting a delivery, and I don't want to have them waiting in the middle of the street to get in. Can you please move your car? And I just really don't feel like I should come back out here and tell you again. She went off to tell me how she's willing to move. Don't worry about it. And then it almost escalated. And I said, ma'am, I'm going to walk away because how can your children in your car, because one of the older son let his window down and tried to get a little buff with me. Y'all know me. I said, son, sit down. I'm old enough to be your daddy. You don't want to get out the car. Then I looked at her and I said, how can our children learn to respect elders when we can't respect each other? It goes back to the adults. It goes back to us that have been through that we should be showing a better example of how we treat each other, our kids. No wonder these kids, when he by himself at the grocery store, he gonna look at me crazy and they gonna have no respect for me because his mama did.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Then if I do something to him, they gonna look at him like he adult. Why would
you
do that? This kid jumped in my face and disrespected me because his mama didn't have him in check. That's what we dealing with out in these streets. These kids have no respect.
These
None.
Kids in your home, my own grandkids, think that they can buck up at me, lie in my face, and buck up at me when I'm disciplining them. Man, I'm like, God, you better help me, Lord. I've been on one of these kids,
Pastor
Lord.
E.
Yes,
Pastor
ma'am.
Lori, Pastor E, we have to pick up the ball and toss it at them.
Yes.
The ball was tossed to us. You know, he said, train up a child in the way they go. And when they grow, they want to follow.
Now.
No, we have to. Because they have dropped, we've dropped the ball.
We dropped the ball. Wait, hold on.
We dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm. Run up on one of my children. They going to treat you like, they going to treat you like that you, they mama, they daddy.
Thank
they
you.
Might
Mine
not like
too.
It, but I guarantee you, run up on one of my children. They going to treat you with the utmost respect.
Praise God.
Too.
I got grown children, and they better not talk back to me.
That's what we have to continue to do.
But we're not doing, but it's not going across the board enough together. We're not doing enough collectively. You know, I can sit here and say, you know, and that was a bold statement I made. Yeah, man, well, go talk to one of my kids. And I should have just not said nothing and said, I need to do better to help my brother pull in his kids and pull in. And believe me, I didn't have a perfect relationship with my kids younger. But in adulthood, we've grown and we matured. But enough said with that. All I'm saying is we got to learn to respect each other. That's what the ultimate message was, is that they watching us. Kids always watch us. I couldn't blame the kid. That's why I said very gently to him, son, stay out of this. And I looked at her and I said, I'm going to walk away, because how can your kids ever respect me, an adult, if you don't? And I walked away. And I walked away.
Pastor,
in other words, but the Holy Ghost stepped in. Anyway.
You got to have faith.
See what you started, evangelist?
Yes, sir.
See what you started?
Yes,
Pastor James Hudson.
But it was the name of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Pastor James Hudson, minister, my brother James Hudson. Come on in. Let's talk Jesus here on the Now Network.
Oh, that's Brother James. Hey, Brother James.
What's going on? I was just going to sit here and chill. Normally I can't get on Monday night, but when Ed sent me that text, said, you got the business on tonight. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey!
I said, she's the only person to remind me of my mother. She can go from 0 to 100 in about 10 seconds, man.
In 10 seconds.
And then she said, she's been prayed up all day. I said, oh, Lord, we're in trouble. We're in trouble, Lord. Oh, God. That's my spirit again.
That's the East started that this morning.
Yes, I know. I already know. And see, that's the problem right there. You know, what I really love about Sister Benjamin, though, because my spirit just lifted just hearing her voice, you know, because she's one of those type of people, man, that just goes to the mountaintop with the Holy Spirit. You know, I can get so far and I just get exhausted, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I can't go all day.
Because of the weather, James and Showtime, the Showtime family, had to postpone the stage play, the live stage play, something never ever done before, the killing of Joshua Johnson. I want you guys to stay in prayer with this. We're going to invite James on Monday for Let's Talk Jesus, and I'll be doing that show. We'll start the first Monday of every month with a talk show, Let's Talk Jesus. We're going to invite James in that we can get some more momentum going for this stage play. They did a lot of hard work. The weather hit in Texas unexpectedly, and it ruined everything. We're partnering with James. We're partnering with his church. We're partnering with anybody, that anything we can do from here to get them some water, some goods. It's not over in Houston, Texas. They need our help, but we also need to stay connected with James, that this momentum can continue because there's a lot of forces spiritually and physically against what he's doing. And if we don't stand with him, I'm going to say that again. Mm. If we don't stand with him, how can we ever expect him to succeed in justice? And we're calling out for justice. I need my prayer warriors to stay on James' hip. I need my interceders to stay on James' neck. I need my warriors to fight the battle with James ahead of the game, take off some weight from
we,
him, because I'm telling you, he's not saying it, but I know him because he's my brother. There's a lot of entities against him and his right for justice. He needs our help.
God.
Let's continue to bless him.
Yes.
Anything you want to share on that part, James, before we get ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I want to know, man, we do have a lot of momentum, Lord. We did cancel that, but we are going to perform that production this weekend, this Saturday at 6 p.m.
This Saturday?
My people were ready to, they were ready to go last Saturday, but we just, because we had those issues, we just said, no, we'll wait. We'll give it a week, let everybody calm down. And, you know, we got some big groups up behind us now. So we are looking forward to it. We'll be out blasting all over Facebook all the social networks this week coming up. But this Saturday at 6 p.m., you guys, all you have to do is pull up the Chapel of Restoration on YouTube, and you can see the whole performance live on your phone or your computer or whatever. Just pull up.
Well, we're going to have it. We're going to have it on the big screen here at the Now Church California. So if you're in the area, you could come out here social distance and watch dynamic play here live at the Now Church California. We're going to have the sanctuary set up with the big screen, with the big speakers. We're going to blast it out here. People can watch it from the streets. We are really going to do our part to get this out there on this weekend. Now, I'm going to say this. There's not a charge, I don't believe, to watch it through the Chapel Restoration, but I am challenging every person that watches it to donate $20 to the murder of Joshua Johnson Fund. And there's a lot of ways we can get it there. We don't want to mention it because there's been so many blocks in other ways, but we want you not to just take it free. We're going to donate, and everybody that comes here, we're going to ask them to donate that we can sew back into this production and see James' vision come to fruition. We need your help. 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 We need your help.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome, man. Like you said, this is something that has never, ever been done before. And with the cast that God has blessed me with, you guys are going to be so amazed at what you're going to see. I'm telling you,
you
are truly blessed.
You
just
know I would have flown in for this one. If it wasn't for this weather and this trip, you know Pastor E would have been in this one.
Oh, I know, brother. Trust me, I know.
My God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
James, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
That person out there that's lost and unsaved, we're still here for you. We'll continue to do a conversation just to call you in and say we're available, not to judge you, not to belittle you, but to invite you in. And when we invite you in, all we're telling you is that we were you once, but you could be us now, Jesus.
Yes.
It's a now decision. You just now have to change your lifestyle, the way that you do things and the way you interact, the way you just got to change your whole mind. And we'll even get you a starter kit. Everybody likes it when I say that. We'll get you a starter kit. No matter where you are in America, I guarantee you, I know somebody at least an hour close to you that's a Bible teaching church that you can link up with. And us online, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, you can connect and also grow with us. Dial one before we get ready to shut this out.
Yes, Lord. Dial one.
Amen. Come amen. On, everybody saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. That person that I see on this line that I know who you are. We're still here for you. It ain't too late.
We are.
It ain't too late. And even if it's in the, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is straight from heaven. Even when this phone and this radio and when this broadcast ends, all you got to do is look to the heavens and say, Lord, I need you. Just say, Lord, I've been confused. I've been doing things my way, and I want to surrender all to you. Give me the power to confess with my mouth. Give me the power to believe in my heart and believe, and give me the power to move forward and change my life and watch things change. That's that simple. Pray us out of here, evangelist.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for everyone that tuned in tonight, Lord. And thank you for those who called in tonight. Thank you for Brother James, Lord. And Father, I thank you right now for what you've already done, what you're doing, and what you're going to continue to do. I thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. And I thank you for your word that went forth tonight, Father. You say it will not return back unto me, Lord, nor to you, Lord. And Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the man of God, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, Lord God. Thank you for the Now Network. Thank you, Father, for all those who are connected to this ministry. Be blessed. And go in peace tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. name. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord.